I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado lawmakers are already preparing for possible changes from the incoming Trump administration. As 91.5 KRCC Capitol correspondent Benta Berkland reports, Senate Republicans are creating a new select committee on energy and the environment.
The committee will be made up of three Republicans and two Democrats and will hold at least three hearings during the legislative session. But the group won't be assigned bills or pass legislation. Republican Senator Ray Scott of Grand Junction will chair the committee and says the goal is to hear from experts and gather information.
So what we thought is would be proactive instead of reactive to what may be happening nationally, that we needed to have conversations about everything, wind, solar, gas, oil, all those things, coal, we need to talk about all those different energy groups.
President-elect Trump has said he wants to drastically change the country's course on climate and energy. For instance, stopping all tax dollars to go towards UN climate programs and lifting restrictions on oil and gas development. Scott says there's still a lot of uncertainty, but he hopes the committee will help lawmakers and the public get a better handle on the issues. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Authorities have released the name of a man who died after falling 40 feet while hiking near Palmer Lake, north of Colorado Springs. The Gazette reports 37-year-old Zachary Collins of Colorado Springs was hiking with a friend when he fell off a boulder Saturday night. His death is being considered an accident. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.